Parshas Yisro, the Shabbos, of course, read the Aseres HaDibros. And the fourth of the Dibros is the Dibro related to Shabbos. It says in Parak Chof, Pasuk Ches, the famous words, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. If you remember the Shabbos to sanctify it, we know that in the presentation of the Aseres HaDibros in Rosh Chodesh, it says, Shomor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. It's not our topic now to focus on that particular distinction. But from the mitzvah of Zohar, Soma, Shabbos, Lakadjo, the Gemara derives the following din. Because what exactly does the word mean? What do the words mean? Remember the Shabbos. How do you remember the Shabbos? You have to remember it in your head. No, we require a verbal memory, so to speak, a verbal commemoration. And that's what the Gemara says in Pesachim on Daf Kuf, Vav, Amud Aleph. The Gemara states the following. Tana Rabbanan, Zohar, Soma, Shabbos, Lakadjo. Right, that's the quote from our pasuk. Zochreyu alayayim. You have to make mention of Shabbos over a cup of wine, and that, of course, is a mitzvah of kiddush. Psachim kuf vav min aleph. So a number of the dinim relating to kiddush appear in Psachim. I always use this as an example to show that you have to recall always that the Gemara is a written record of oral conversations. Right? The Gemara is a written record of the discussions. You know how you have a discussion. Sometimes you start on one subject and they go off to a related tangent. So the Gemara in the beginning of the 10th parakum, I was talking about the Arba Kosos on Pesach. It makes sense to be in Sochem. But the first of the Arba Kosos is Kiddush. So since they're talking about that, they go into various other discussions related to Kiddush also.
So it should be mentioned in the Shabbos too.
Yeah, right. But there's that kind of overlap in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara, that's why the, what the, I always explain to my Talmidim, you know, it's the three major Rishonim who codified Halacha, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. You know, the Rif and the Rosh, to know where they discuss it, you have to know where it's discussed in the Gemara. Because they follow the order of the Gemara. The Rambam reorganized everything based on topics. So the Rambam puts in Hilchos Shabbos. Right? But the Gemara doesn't always do that. But here, the Gemara darshins the pasuk. It says again, Kuf vav min aleph amar aleph m'sachem, tona bonam, zocher sama Shabbos akacho, zocher la yayin. You have to remember or make mention of the Shabbos over a cup of wine. It says the Gemara, ainli ele bayom, balayla min ayin. After all, it says zocher es yom. Oh, see, Henry's here. Okay. The refreshments are coming in. Okay, so Zochreyu alayayin means to remember it over wine. The Gemara says that only seems to tell us with regards to Yom, because there's Zochar's Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. So maybe this mitzvah of Kiddush is applicable only in the daytime Kiddush, I mean Kiddush during the day, right? So, Ein Le B'Yom B'Layla Minayin. The Gemara answers that. So the Gemara says, "Malala minayin tamad lomar zochas yom haShabbos akadsho." Again, the Gemara says, "Zochas yom haShabbos akadsho," which again means the whole day, right? Perhaps the whole 24-hour day. Day can mean day as in daytime, but day can also mean the 24-hour unit. But again, the Gemara says, "Malala minayin." The Gemara says, "Adarav ikar kedusha v'layla hu kadosh tichikadosh tchilas yom bala kedusha." What is kiddush? Kiddush is a declaration. The kiddush is a declaration of the sanctity of the day. So it makes sense to make that declaration at the beginning of the day, not halfway through. When we make kiddush at lunch, so Shabbos is half over already, more than half over if you add up all the hours, probably, right? I'm not, you know, depending on what time you have lunch, but certainly most people after Shabbos, after most of 11:30, 12 noon, Shabbos is more than half over. So since the whole idea of Zochar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho is to sanctify the Shabbos, it makes sense. That's what the Gemara says. That is, Iker Kiddush V'Laila HaKadosh T'Chikadosh T'Chilas Yom HaBoyle Kiddush. You should make Kiddush at the beginning of the day, not 2/3 of the way through. V'Su V'Laila Minayin Tamaro Tamaro Zochar Yom, and the Gemara goes back and forth. Anyway, then how do you know you have to make Kiddush during the day? Anyway, the conclusion of the Gemara is Hachi Kamar Zocher Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho Zocher Yom B'Chrisoso. Okay, you have to do it when it enters, when Shabbos begins. And maybe you should think that it's only at night. How do you know if they kiddush during the day? So again, Zocher Yom HaShabbos. I don't want to go through the whole sack of the Tire of the Gemara. The basic point of the Gemara is that there is a requirement to sanctify Shabbos during the day. Rashi comments on the word L'Kadosho Mashma Mishoh Shem Miskadesh Hayom Zocher Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho at the time when the day becomes Kadosh. By the way, you know, the flip side of Kiddush, of course, is Havdalah. So when do we make Havdalah? The day when the Kiddush, at the time, rather, when the Kiddush ends. So it makes sense. You should make Kiddush at the time when the Kiddush begins. Make Havdalah at the time when the Kiddush ends. So that's how we know we have to make Kiddush. In any event, for our purposes, suffice to say from the Sugya Gemara, in Pesachim Daf Kuf, Vav and Aleph, is that there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush, and that's what's implied or understood by Chazal from the words in the Aseres HaDibros, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. The Rambam mentions this lahalocha in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Chof Tes, halocha Aleph. The Rambam again writing, as always, very clearly. The Rambam says, mitzvahs asei min haTorah lekadesh es yom haShabbos midvorim. There's a mitzvahs asei min oraisa, biblical mitzvahs, to sanctify the Shabbos through words. You have to verbalize. I don't have to think about it. You have to verbalize. Shenemar zocher shomer Shabbos akadsho. It says in Parshas Yisro, zocher shomer Shabbos akadsho. Klomar zochreyu zechira shevach v'kiddush. You have to say words of shevach and sanctification. That's what it's about. The tzorech v'zocher v'chnisoso uv'yitziyoso. Now that's already the subject of a discussion, again, not for tonight, and we may talk about in the pair, whether Havdalah is d'oraisa. According to the Rambam, kiddush and Havdalah, heads and tails are the same coin. The mitzvah of the Mekadesh Shabbos is the Mekadesh Shabbos both at the beginning and at the end. The beginning, he says, V'chinisosa v'kiddush hayom, or v'tziyosa v'havdala. That's the Rambam. Not everybody agrees with that. Many hold that Havdala is not to be the Raisa. Again, that's not for this discussion. But that's the Rambam says clearly in the beginning of Perek Kof Tes of Hilchos Shabbos, and in Halacha Vav, the Rambam adds, Midivrei Sofrim, L'kaddish al hayayin, l'havdala al hayayin. That which we do it over wine, that's midiray sofer. That's the rabbanon. Because after all, even though the Gemara has this drasha of zochrei alayayin and Tosus the Emsachim daf kufav has the whole understanding of our explanation of how the word zochrei who implies wine, but that the Rambam tells the rabbanon. Fine. But we're required to have kiddush alayayin. The kiddush is the rice of the fact that one is rabbanon. That's of course again the mitzvah of kiddush that we all know. However, earlier in the Masechta in that parak in Psachim, on the bottom of daf kuf amud beis, the Gemara makes the following statement. Osam b'nei Adam, shekidshu b'veis ha-knesses. Many shuls...
By the way, if it would have been a deraisa, it would have been from Matan Torah, or it could have been Mechuyav, if they went to Eretz Yisrael.
Well, there are, it's possible. There are, we assume that, you know, that's a whole question of what happened in the Midbar. You know, what with certain mitzvahs, did they do them in the Midbar, even though they assume it's deraisa? You know, for example, benching. The bench is not mentioned until later on in Parshas, Ekev. It's actually a sefer, I referred to it once or twice in the past, it's actually a three-form written by Rabbi, I think his name, Achriel Zeltzer. He's the one who wrote the original sefer, Ner Lameya, on the famous Kasha, the Beis Yosef, in Hanukkah, why the 8 days of Hanukkah, and there was only 7, so he collected 100 answers to that Kasha, he calls it Ner Lameya. Then he also wrote a sefer on Purim, we're coming to Purim, Ner Lameya, 100 answers to the Kasha, of how Mordechai and Esther were permitted to take over the base Haman, of Haman from Amalek, and his Nisra Hanoah from the property of Amalek. And then by Shavuos, he has one, the Kasha that the Magen Avraham made in the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos, if Shavuos is the 50th, you count the 50th day for that year, so it came out that the Matan Torah was on Zion Sivan, and not on Vav Sivan, so out of Shavuos on Vav Sivan. Anyway, in the Esther on Shavuos, he has a whole section about a whole bunch of mitzvahs, how they performed it, or if they performed it in the mikdash. He collects it. I have to check about kiddush. But in any event, this is the sugya. Now, earlier on in Pesachim, Kufam and Beis, the Gemara says the following, Oh, somebody, Adam, Shekidshu, Reis HaKnesses. There were certain people who had the practice, and still today, I think in this shul, they make kiddush Friday night in shul, right? Many shuls, I think, around here, half and half, and some of the Shabbos want to talk about that, the issue of kiddush in shul on Friday nights. But many shuls have the practice, and it goes back to ancient times, Talmud time. So the Gemara says, Oh, somebody, Adam, Shekitra, he said, Messes, Amarav, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu, Dei Kiddush Yotzu. I'll focus only on what's relevant to us right now. He said, You Yotze Kiddush. When you hear Kiddush in Shul, the Chazan makes Kiddush, the Rabbi makes Kiddush. So you Yotze Kiddush with that Kiddush you hear in Shul. Shmuel Amar, after the Kiddush Lo Yotzu, no, sir. Shmuel says, going over to Kuf Aleph Manal, Shmuel says, You're not Yotze to that Kiddush. Now the Gemara asks, El Rav, Loma Le Kadusha Bebeise. According to Rav, the Yotze Kiddush in Shul, what if you make Kiddush again when you get home? Yotzei and Shuri, what's the purpose of making the kiddush home? Answer, yeah. Okay, so that's not Rav. That's small. But Rav answers, no, Rav says, Yotzei and Shuri. You don't need kiddush mokum to the point of Rav. So what do you make kiddush again at home? He says, Kedei lahotzi bonav v'nei beiso. Because you have the wife and other people, maybe didn't come to shul, so you have to motzi them. Ushmuel, lama l'kadush v'nei k'nishto. And according to Shmuel, okay, so according to Rav, I wouldn't have to. But according to Shmuel, you're not Yotzei kiddush at all. Okay, so if you're not Yotze, what's the purpose of making Kiddush in Shul, right?
Wait, how is
Rav Yotze Kiddush Malkum Suda? No, so Rav doesn't require Kiddush Malkum Suda. Rav does not require Kiddush Malkum Suda. But Shmuel, they ask against Shmuel, so if you're not Yotze the Kiddush in Shul, what are you doing? Why say it? She says, Afuke Orchim Yidei Chobos and the Ochorish of Gana Beis Beik Nishtam. In practice, in many communities where they had poor people, sometimes guests, or whatever, to have like a food set up in the shul. Sometimes you had travelers that came through town, they didn't know anybody, whatever. So the shul would set up from the community funds, they would set up for the aniyim, or from the guests and so on. They would have like a soup kitchen in the shul. So the kiddush that was decided in shul was for those guests. Now the whole question, again, that's the Moshe Shabbos here this week. So what about today? We don't have the people who sleep and eat in the shul. But okay, different problem. But what's this says, now here's what the Gemara says, as the Shmuel Tame, and Shmuel is consistent with his position, the Omar Shmuel ain't kiddush elavokim suda. Shmuel says kiddush has to be the mokum suda. Therefore, since you're not, if the taka those people who ate in the shul said the taka would hear kiddush in shul because it's kiddush mokum suda. They were eating and it's right if they were left. They would then eat in shul. But as far as everybody else is concerned, the rest of the people who are going home for supper, they're not eating in the shul. Therefore, that's why Shmuel says you're not yotze with that particular kiddush. You're not, because you need kiddush mokum suda. Okay? Now, the Gemara then discusses. I'll skip a little bit. The Gemara mentions not Shmuel, not a Das Yochid. Many hold like Shmuel in this regard. The Avram Huna Sover ain't Kiddush Elamakum Suda. Okay? Rav Huna also held that you need Kiddush Elamakum Suda. Okay? The Rav Huna Kaddish is Akale Shraga, but I lay the money that they get on the Rabba Bray, the Abba Shraga, the Kaddish, with Tar Midi. The Gemara told the story. One time Rav Huna was home and they made Kiddush and suddenly the lights blew out, the candles, the wind or something like that, the candles blew out. He hadn't eaten, so he went to his son. He ate there, but he made kiddush again because he had to have kiddush. Malkum suda, alma kasaba in kiddush. Malkum suda. Rav Rabba, likewise, Rabba saba in kiddush. Malkum suda. Rabba also held that you need kiddush. Malkum suda. All these Amoraim agree with this principle. How do we know Rabba held? Because the Amar Abaye, Kiavina Beimar Abaye was the Talmud of Rabba. He's also a nephew, not Rava, but Rabba. Abaye and Rava were colleagues. Rabba was a generation before. Rabba was Abaye's uncle. Abaye was an orphan. Abaye was not raised by his parents. In fact, some say that Abaye is Rosh HaTemis to the words Asher B'chol Yerucham Yosom. The pasuk in the Haftar of Shabbos Shuvah that in you Hashem the Yosom the orphan will find comfort. That's in Rosh HaTemis Abaye. Not, probably not, but it's you know the original name. But whatever it is, Abaye's name is Nachmoni. The Gemara says elsewhere. So he was raised by his uncle Rabbo, who was his Rebbe as well. So he refers to him as my Rebbe, my teacher. So he says, Kiavina Beimar, when I remember when I learned by my uncle, he says, Kiavina Kadesh, when it's time for Kiddush, Omar Lon, he would always, apparently they used to go to the Rebbe's house after davening, before going home. Maybe he told them a Sichel Torah, whatever it was. He'd learn with them a little bit. So he would make Kiddush, and he would always tell the students, eat something here too. Hey, grab a bite here before you go home. Dilma Azlisa Lishpiza, because maybe when you get back to your own house, Misakulichu Shraga, okay, your candles will go out, blown out. Something will happen, and the low mekadosh v'chol beis achila ubekidusha, and you'll not be able to make kiddush where you're eating. Ubekidusha the hocha lo nafkisa, and you're not going to be yotzei the kiddush here. You're hearing from me, unless you eat something. They ain't kiddush elam makom suda. Right. So again, they have all these amorim agree with the principle of ain't kiddush elam makom suda.
Between their candles and making the kiddush.
Well, the assumption is if the candles will go out, you won't be able to eat because you know without electric lights, you can't see anything. So they're not eating, there's no kiddush. Again, in the olden days, no electricity, so there's no light, so you can't see, so I have to go to bed without eating. Anyway. So we'll get that in a second. But that's the Gemara. And that's the famous din, you all know, of Kiddush Mokum Suda again, just to read it in the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins and Perek Chof Tes. Again, of Hilchos Shabbos, this time it's Halacha Ches. Ein Kiddush Elam Mokum Suda. We Paskin like Shmuel. Okay, the Rishonim explained that even though, it's interesting, this is a side point, but I'll mention it, even though usually, we have many times in Machlokas and the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. A lot of times in Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. And the halacha usually is that we follow Rav, halacha ki Rav the Isurin, matters of Issa v'Hetter, we might call ritual law, we pass on like Rav. Shmuel b'dini, matter of dinim, you know, monetary law, business law, civil law, we pass on like Shmuel. That's the usual rule of thumb, that we have Machlokas, Rav, and Shmuel, we pass like Rav in matters of ritual law, and like Shmuel in matters of monetary business law. So the Kasha says, but wait a minute, this is ritual law, so why do we pass like Shmuel? That Kiva require Rav doesn't require Kiddush Mokum Suda, Shmuel does. Okay? So some Rishonim have a Lashon, there's a Machmer, there's a Chumer, but that's not the Pashtus. Okay? Some Rishonim say like that. Some Rishonim say that we pass like Shmuel, so it's a Chumer, so to speak, we pass like Shmuel. But others say, no, it's either true that usually Rav, we pass like Rav, but here, since the Gemara quoted all these other Amorim, Rav Huna, and Rabba, and Abaye, they quoted all these other people who follow Shmuel, so in Mela, this is an exception. Okay, So that's what the Rambam tells us again. Perkov Tes Halacha Ches Ein Kiddush Elam Mokum Suda. Ketzad Lo Yikadis B'Bayis Zev Yocha B'Bayis Achir. You can't make Kiddush in one house and then go eat in a different house. And then he goes on to say that if it's in the two corners of the same room, you make Kiddush over here and the tables over here, that's okay. All right, that's a whole discussion of how far you have to see, not for right now. But that's what the Rambam passes again in Perek Ches and in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Shulchan Aruch as well in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel of Aruch Chaim Sif Aleph. We pass in also Ein Kiddush Elam Mokum Suda. You have to make Kiddush in the place where he is. Good. So that is a simple rule. The question is, what exactly is the nature of his din? Or more specifically, what I'd like to look at, what is the relationship between this, the Kiddush, and the meal? What exactly is this relationship? In other words, what is the Kiddush? Okay, we require Kiddush Mokum Suda. I'll just read you from the Shulchan Aruch. Thank you. Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph Ein Kiddush Elam Mokum Suda. And so he passes this way. Okay. But again, the question is, what is the relationship between the Kiddush and the Suda? Is the Kiddush somehow, there's a din of Suda on Shabbos. We've spoken in previous room about that. There's a din of having Suda on Shabbos. And maybe Suda on Shabbos requires Kiddush. Or is it there's a special din of Kiddush on Shabbos and the Suda sort of is necessary for the Kiddush? Which way does it go? It doesn't make a difference. Okay, so that's the question. What's the relationship between the Kiddush and the Suda? So, yeah.
Well, the break went off, at least on Friday night.
Yeah.
Doesn't that serve as both a Bruch Salamin and a Bruch Salitzvah?
Okay, yeah. No, hold on. Because Chazal structured it that way. But I'm not asking about the Bar Pekah, I'm asking in general, what is the nature of this Kiddush Mokum Suda? In other words, is it that you have to have a meal, and the meal requires Kiddush somehow, or you have to make Kiddush, and the Kiddush requires the meal? Right, which is it, or both, or some combination? So Rashi on Daf Kuf Aleph Mid Aleph here in Pesachim, and the Rashbam also say the following. Remember, Abaye recorded that when his uncle Rabba had the Talmidim over, he would tell him, "You better eat something here because maybe by the time you get home, your candles will blow out or something." And says Dilmah Misakul Chushraga, right? The candles will go out, the lo sochlu, and you won't end up being able to eat. Now, Vafilo atem hochem lishan v'lo achila, v'kidusha d'hocha lo nafkisi yedei kiddush hayom, dein kiddush al mochem suda. You could argue, now one second, one could posit that when do we require kiddush mochem suda? When there's going to be a suda. When you have a suda, so the suda has to begin with kiddush. But let's say a person's not having a suda. Let's say you're not eating. Let's say a person not hungry, a person sick, or whatever it is. So, he's not going to eat Friday night. Is there then a requirement of Kiddush? Now, do you have to make Kiddush if you're not having the Suda altogether? According to what Rashi and the Rashbam is the same Lashon, right? Rashbam writes, I'll read again, the same as Rashi. He says, Dilma Yisakul Echorai, maybe the candle will go out, right? And the lo sochu, Vafilo Atem Hochim Lishon, so you're going to go home and go to sleep. So one could have argued, okay, so they won't make it. They're not eating anyway, so forget about Kiddush. Why did Rabba insist that they should make, better eat something here in my house, grab a bite, wash and grab a bite here, or eat something here in my house, so that you'll be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush? Because otherwise you may go home, you may go to sleep without eating. So according to Rashi's and the Rashbam's presentation, evidently, even if a person is not going to eat, there's still some sort of chiyuv of Kiddush. Because otherwise, why would Rabba have said, you better make sure to eat something? In other words, he insisted that you got to eat something, otherwise there's no mitzvah of Kiddush. As I might have argued, so good, let them hear Kiddush in Rabba's house. Okay? And, it's not Kiddush Mokum Suda. That's because they're not having a Suda. They're going to go home. The lights are blocked. They're not hungry. Let's say they ate lunch, a big lunch. They're not hungry anyways. So they'll be Yotze the Kiddush. Evidently, you're not Yotze the Kiddush unless the Kiddush is accompanied by Suda. In other words, what you really need, it sounds funny, is Suda the Mokum Kiddush. Right? When you have a Kiddush, the Kiddush has got to be accompanied by a Suda. Otherwise, Rabba wouldn't have. So let them take their chances, so to speak. They'll listen to Kiddush in Rabba's house. They won't eat anything. And if it turns out when they get home that they go to sleep without having eating somebody else's kiddush, it's a violation of kiddush. Well, no, it's not, because it's not that they have. As one, is there a problem of paying kiddush with elamachim suda? That's right. I make kiddush in room A, in place A. I make kiddush in your house, and I come home and I eat in my house. That's a problem. That's a violation of the din of ain't kiddush elamachim suda. If I eat kiddush in my house and I come home and I have the suda in a different house. Right? In my own house. I eat kiddush in your house, rather, and I make kiddush in your house, and I come home and have the suda. That's ain't kiddush elamachim suda. However, if you're not having kiddush at all, if you're not going to rather have a suda at all, maybe you yotze with the kiddush elamachim suda. But apparently from Rashi and Rashba, I'm not. That's the way the Rashi explained, the simple reading, is you're not yotze. Okay? Afilo atem hochim li, I'll read the words again. Afilo atem hochim li shon de lo achilo, even if you go to sleep without eating at all, still the kiddush of the hochel on af kisuf. You're still not yotze with the kiddush you're hearing in my house. You follow? So I think it's pretty clear that according to these Rishonim, the mitzvah of, it's almost like you require suda machum kiddush. That the kiddush has to be accompanied by a suda. And if not, again, I'm stressing, it's not just a din that I can't have kiddush in one place and suda in a different place. Now, I can't have kiddush without a suda. That's what it comes out. However, just want to note that, but that's also the position of, it's not just Rashi and Rashbam, the Ran in Sochem, the Ran and not Sugi in Sochem, on Daf Chof Amar Aleph in the pages of the Rif, the Maskel Shaminan, he writes as follows, Shaminan Su Me'uda Dabai V'Rabo, okay, the Ran specifies it even more clearly. We hear, or we learn from this story of Abaye and his uncle Rabba, Delo Tema, don't say, Ki Omar Shmuel Ein Kiddush Elam Mokom Suda, Haini Mili Dafka Kishisoid Bemokom Acher. Don't think, says the Ran, that when Shmuel tells us the din of Ein Kiddush Elam Mokom Suda, it means that you're not allowed to have the meal elsewhere. Aval Kisha Eino Soid Klal, but if you're not planning to eat at all, your day Kiddush Yotze, you can be Yotze. The last one, it's not true. El kol shelo ochal lo yotze de kiddush klal. If you're not eating, then you're not yotze the kiddush, mitzvah of kiddush. Okay, now you'll tell me a person is sick. Okay, so it's putter from kiddush. You know, let's say a person not eating that Friday night. According to this view, okay, so he's not going. There's no purpose, or there's not even no purpose for the ulcer for him to stop make kiddush and then go and then skip a meal. That's what these Rishonim are saying. There's no inyan to make kiddush without the suda. The person in Vatel and Mitzvah, so we assume that there's a good reason for not eating it. He's sick or whatever, so he can't, he's potter, that might be kiddush. That's what Ran says. Well, Gemara Nami, Mashma, the Misha Kaddish, Rabbis, Acher, Afa, Misha, Dai, to Misha, Skiddish, Lecho, Shom, Kem, Lachar, Chalocho, Lomik, Kiddish, Mach, Mishu, Tzach, Lach, Zul, Kaddish. He brings the Raya also of another Gemara. But the Ran is saying the same thing like the Rashi and the Rashbam, that the Mitzvah of Kiddish, Mach, and Suda is such that you have to have the Suda. The Suda must follow Kiddish. Yeah.
Not really related, but
Well, that's a big question. Okay, yeah, that's a question. That's a very good question. But not right now. It's a very good question. Yom Kippur in general, and certainly the question of what about Yom Kippur on Shabbos.
Yeah,
that's a shiur by itself. Kiddush on Yom Kippur, Shabbos,
Shabbos, huh? You're supposed to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur,
right? If you're going to eat. No, let's say you're not eating. We're saying, so the question, we don't make Kiddush al Yayim. Okay, where are we yotze? We yotze kiddush and tefillah. It's a different discussion. But if you are eating, it's a different discussion. Good question, but not for right now. The Meiri in the Beis Habakir, the Meiri on that sugim psachim kuf aleph min aleph, he tells the story, and he says the other way. He says mekol makom dafka bizman shedaitam lecho v'ira siva shemafkas achilosam. The Meiri claims that the requirement of Kiddush Mokum Suda, or the Isser to eat, you know, not to eat somewhere else, make Kiddush in place A and eat in case B, place B, that's Dafka Bizman Shadaitam Lecho, that's only when you had intention to eat here, the Ira Siba, and then something came up, Shemafkas HaKilos, that prevents you from being able to eat. For example, you're at home, you make Kiddush, and suddenly the lights go out, now it's pitch black, and you can't see anything, see what you had a power outage, or your fuse box blew, or whatever, then in more modern times, you want to go over to neighbors now and eat. Right, you have from neighbors, you go and join them, yeah, their lights are out, okay? We once had people pop in, not because the lights went out, but because it was like one of these 0-degree Friday nights, and all of a sudden, like the mama said, it was the middle of the meal, they had the sorry, the heat system went out and blew out. You know, little children couldn't stay in the house, and honestly, you know, freezing cold. But it could happen. So that's when we're concerned. Avol, here's a Lashon HaNiri. That says the Meiri, if they're not intended to eat anyway, Vadai mekadshin v'lo achila v'yotzim. You make kiddush without eating. You know, he learns, the Miri learns, no. The din of ain't kiddush shalom akum suda is you don't have kiddush in place A and suda in place B, that you can't. But if you're not having a suda at all, there's no problem to make kiddush. There's no din of kiddush makum suda. Kiddush makum suda is when you're having a suda, then the kiddush has to be the same place as the suda. But the Miri's not having a suda at all. If you're going to, if you're planning to not eat at all, then vadai mekad v'lo achil. Now he admits, ela shegedole harabonim, and that's his nickname. The Miri has nicknames for everybody. He calls all the Rishonim by different nicknames. His nickname for Rashi is Dole Harabonim. He admits, Shela Shekdole Harabonim, Mepharshim Sha'af B'Shein Daitam Lecha Ena Kiddush Motzi B'lo Suda. He acknowledges Rashi, the Rashi I read you, and it's also, I said it to Rashbam and the Iran. Okay, acknowledges the other Rishonim say differently. Okay. In the footnote, it says that's the sheet of Rashi. He writes in footnote 65, Adas Rashi Huwa Gam B'michtam, the chos of Yafa dictate of Farish Kane Shimon of Farish Kach, my Kamalu ain't Kiddush Mokum Suda. Hello ain't Daitam Lasso Suda, even Sakulu Hoshraga. Why did Rabba even tell the Talmidim ain't Kiddush Mokum Suda? If the candles are blowing out, they're not going to have the Suda anyway. So that's how Rashi is in the Daik. But again, then the Eerie disagrees. So bottom line is, we have Machokas Rishonim as to whether or not the din of Kiddush, this din of Kiddush Mokum Suda, is it a din that when you have a Suda, the Suda has to begin with Kiddush? Okay, and without that, there's no union of Kiddush if there's no Suda. Right? And like I said before, it's like a sort of a turn the tables, it's Suda and Mokum Kiddush. Without that, there's no Chiyuv. Or like the Miri says, no, there's a Chiyuv to have Kiddush regardless of the Suda. If you're having a Suda, you have Mokum Suda. If you don't have a Suda, then you make Kiddush wherever you're going to make it. That's the Miri. What does this machlokas revolve around? That's my question. What does this dispute revolve around? It's an interesting question, right? And it really cuts to the heart of what is this din of Kiddush Mokum Suda? Is it that Kiddush somehow is an introduction? It's almost like Rashi and the Rashbam and the Ran, they're all saying that, and the Michtam, they're all saying that the Kiddush is almost like an introduction to the Suda. If you're not having a Suda, there's no need for Kiddush. That's what they're saying. Whereas the Meiri seems to say that, no, Kiddush stands on its own 2 feet. Yes, it's linked to the Suda when you're having a Suda. But if you're not having a Suda, it's still independent of Kiddush. That's really, the question. So the question may be, where does this mitzvah, or where does this inyan of Kiddush Mokum Suda come from altogether?
Is it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs?
Well, I don't know if it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, but...
If you have a Kiddush and then you have Suda...
I mean, there's a separate inyan to have sudas on Shabbos. Okay, so in that sense, it's a separate matter. Okay, but the question is, we have to look into really is where does this concept come from of Kiddush Mokum Suda? Well, what's the mucker for it? I mean, certainly, again, going back to where we started, it says Zocher Shom Shabbos Akadsho. That's the pasuk in the Torah. You have to make some kind of declaration, like the Rambam says. So that's that's the pasuk in the Torah. Then Shmuel tells the din and the Kiddush has Mokum Suda. And we said the Rambam passed and Shulchan Aruch already passed that way. But where does it come from? So it's interesting. There's a discussion in the Rosh, a discussion in a number of Rishonim, but I'll read it from the Rosh. The Rosh is in Perek Yud, of course. It's Simon Hay. Perek Yud in Simon Hay here in Shochan, where the Rosh discusses, and he said that according to some Rishonim, okay, this concept of Kiddush Mokum Suda is actually Din Rabbanan, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says the din of Hod Aminan. This is the end of Simon Hay in the Rosh and Perek Yud and Sachem. He says Hod Aminan, the Ein Kiddush Mokum Suda. How do we Rabbanan? The Din Rabbanan, right? It's Kiddush Mokum Suda. The Din Rabbanan. It's not a Torah anywhere. The Torah tells us Zochas Hamashanas Kacho. But midrabanan, we have a din of Kiddush Mokum Suda. Okay, so that's what the Rosh quotes from Rabbi Yonah, and he says, "Hanu midrabas mechur rabanan akroy the karosel of Shabbos oneg." We'll see that later. The Rabbanan drew a hint to the concept of Kiddush Mokum Suda based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, which I'll read to you in a moment. Okay, the ikar Kiddush minatoru, right? The concept of Kiddush itself, that's of course the Doraisa. It's over here. The concept of Kiddush is Doraisa. The concept of Kiddush is Doraisa, sorry. Okay, the Sim Zachariah and the Knesset, the Hilchach. Fine. However, the Rosh disagrees. Okay? He says, Hod the Ka'amar in Kiddush Alam of Masuda, Lo Mashma Kipirusho. Says the Rosh, again, that's Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah as saying that the concept of Kiddush Malkum Suda is a Dindar Abbanah. However, the Rosh himself especially disagrees. Because he says the Lashon of Shmuel, we always call it Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Right? That's the slang, right? That's the common way of saying it. But what exactly are Shmuel's true words? Ain Kiddush Ella B'Makom Suda. That's a more dramatic statement. There's no Kiddush Ella B'Makom Suda. Says the Rosh, Had the Ka'amar Ain Kiddush Ella B'Makom Suda Lo Mashma Kipirusho. Says the Rosh, the language of the Gemara is not Mashma like Rabbeinu Yonah, that's just the Rabbanit. As Rabbeinu Yonah says, the mitzvah kiddush, and then the Rabbanan tacked on that the kiddush has to be makom suda. The Rosh disagrees. Okay, he says that no. The Rosh says that the lashon of ain kiddush el makom suda, because it's mashma she ain't no kiddush klal. It's a zero. It's not mashma. Ain kiddush el makom suda. Not mashma. Oh, you're not yotzei the Rabbanan because it wasn't makom suda. You know, they wouldn't say, you follow what I'm saying? The Rosh says the lashon of ain kiddush means you're not yotzei kiddush at all. It doesn't sound, says the Rosh, like Shmuel is saying, well, the main mitzvah of kiddush, yotzei, well, it's not makom suda, but, should be makom suda to Rabbanan. He said that Shmuel wouldn't have phrased it that way. The fact that he phrased it ain kiddush, el of makom suda, sounds like without the makom suda, it's not kiddush at all. It's zero. Okay, so, and that's, he said later on, this is Gemara with Rabbah and Abaye. Says the chain hard dama rabba with kiddusha dahacha lo nafkisu. What did Rabbah tell the Talmidim? You're not yotzei with the kiddush you're going to hear in my house. Sounds like he wasn't saying you're not yotzei on a darabonah level. Sounds like you're not yotzei at all. So the Rosh disagrees. Okay, and in fact he says also he says the ode my kasha my kama shmul lama le kiddusha ve knisha. Name of the ode to me saying the kiddush beveso. Okay, he says why did they have to ask against Shmuel? Why should you bother making kiddush and shul? Okay, you could say, the yotzei on the derisa level, right? So it sounds like the whole thing is the derisa. That's a machlokas, the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, whether the concept of the kiddush makom suda is the derisa or the rabbanon. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say it's the rabbanon, and the Rosh says it's the derisa. Now the Rosh has a pretty good riot for the lashon of ain kiddush ela makom suda. However, it's not a perfect riot. Because we do sometimes find that when the Rabbanon instituted something in terms of the performance of a mitzvah, and I'm saying this as an aside, but it's interesting to take note of it. When the Rabbanon instituted something, they had the power sort of to mafkia even a deraisa. In other words, we have such a lashon, for example, the Tosis in Sukkah, Dav Gimel Aleph Dil Maskul Omar. But 1 second. So it says in Sukkah that if you sat in the sukkah under these conditions, you weren't yotzei, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah. The Prima Gadim has what's called a psicha kolelis, a general introduction to his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, where he discusses sugyas and principles. So in Chelek Gimel, Oz Zion, actually two Oz Zion, so the second Oz Zion, okay, he writes, Yeshi lachkor chakira achas ugdolahi. Okay, I have a following major chakira, right? Very interesting. He says, "The mitzvah say she mechuyim adam lasosa nikra chova." Right? The mitzvah say, "Inei yitzuyar deminatora yotzeba." Let's say you do it in such a way that midaraisu yotze. The Chazal amru shatarch lasosa al tav b'kinis yotav b'darbanan. Chazal imposed something drabanan. It tacked on another requirement. Hamosha was there. Sukkah minatora yotze v'schach shigdum in the arts. Ain't a kabbal tuma. The Chazal pasli sicha b'nitzi pisha v'chaval b'darbanan. Right, he says sometimes in the derais a certain type of schach is kosher, the Rabbanan possibly. So what's the story now if somebody ate in such a sukkah? Would you say Al Kopanim is yotzi deraisa because he's just violated the Rabbanan? So he quotes that same Tosus in Sukkah, Gimel and Aleph, Yosef the Omar. Tosus says, the chol hecha de chazal gozu af midin Torah lo yotza. Okay? Chazal made it clear, I'm yotzi deraisa. So it's conceivable that that's how you can answer the Rosh's kasher. The Rosh said, how can Rabbeinu Yonah claim that the din of Kiddush Makom Suda is only Drabbanan? What about Shmuel's lashon of Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda, which is actually not Yotzei Kiddush at all? Yeah, so according to this Prima Gadim, and then this Tosis, not Prima Gadim, quoting Tosis. Okay, the Prima Gadim makes a difference, like you said, whether it's Shem Al Pais. But anyway, the Prima Gadim says, at least the possibility, that the, and he mentions in Oschess, he mentions actually, the whole issue of our issue of Kiddush Makom Suda, right? He says, "Hol Chazal as mechuna akol kos yayin the kiddush from suda dafkin came out min a Torah yotzah." So he brings it up. So it's possible that I'm saying to get out of the Russia's kashi against the many others. We're left with a machlokas rishonim, what the nature, whether it's derais or derabonim. But be that as it may, again, let's assume it's derabonim for a moment. Okay, the kiddush welcome suda. That's the pashas against the rush, especially with this lumbus. But again, where does the mitzvah of kiddush welcome suda come from? Where do they get it from? So we have in the Rashbam, back in our sugya of Kuf Aleph and Aleph, the following: there is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nunches, pasuk Gimel, which says the Karosa Vashabas Oneg. The pasuk starts in Tashim Yeshabas Vagrecha. Some people are the minute to say those psukim. I think this will start. Say those psukim. I don't say it. I used to say it. I stopped. I don't know why. Okay, we say those psukim at the beginning of the Shomri, or the beginning of the daytime kiddush. It's printed in many siddur. And even though Rosh Hashanah is a different minhag, so you say these psukim in Yeshaya, it happens to be in the Haftar of Yom Kippur. In Toshim, Shabbos, Aglecha, Sos, Chalitim, Yom Karchi, you have to keep Shabbos, and so Chesed, Abedor, anyway, it says the Karoso of Shabbos only. So the Rashbam, in our Gemara, on the words, Afi de Kiddush Lo Yotza, it's a very important Roman, Kuf Alef and Aleph, he says, "Kid the parshin and tami lekama ain kiddush el makom su dechsev the karosol of Shabbos oneg." What does that mean? The makom shatakore la Shabbos chomer kriya the kiddush shom pei oneg. Rashbam says the makor for the concept of kiddush makom suda is this pasuk in Yeshaya. Excuse me. The karosol of Shabbos oneg means that there is that the din of kiddush is to say kiddush in the place where you're having the oneg, where you're enjoying. What is oneg? Enjoying Shabbos, right? Your joy, your pleasure of Shabbos. Name of the Suda, that's where the karosol of Shabbos oneg, right? The kriya, the karosa, when you declare Shabbos, that's what we call kiddush. That should be associated with the oneg. That's one statement of the one possibility. Then he said, "Umidrashu." No, it's in the drasha. Inami, apparently says the Rashbam, it's not a drasha. It's a svara. Svarahi. Mide'ikva kiddush al hayayim. Since kiddush is associated with wine, as the Gemara later said, we started with that Gemara before, kuvav, right? Kiddushana come on zachar al hayayim. What do you mean zachar al hayayim? Mistama al hayayim shebishasu the hukva the chashiv. Zachar al hayayim, that's the drasha we started with in this year. We started with the pasuk zachar samas avasakacho. So you started with that pasuk, that zachar al hayayim. What yayin? The yayin that you have with the meal. Those are two days in the Rashbam, here in Pesachim, as to what the mukkar is. Is it b'karasa or Shabbos oneg, or is it this limud? What's the difference? So it's possible to suggest the following. According to the second day, the inami, when it says inami to svara, that kiddush is hukba la yayin, so it means the yayin with the suda, then it's saying that kiddush is net, the su'uda is what really is the koveya, so to speak. It's a din in the su'uda. The su'uda requires kiddush, right? Zachrei alayayin, that's the drasha of kiddush that we started with, right, on kufvav. Zachrei alayayin, zachrei shalom shabbos akadosh, zachrei alayayin. What yayin? The yayin of the su'uda. Okay, so I'd like to suggest that if you hold like that drasha, that that's the ikar makor for kiddush on Friday night, then indeed kiddush is attached to suda, and if there's no suda for whatever reason, you're sick or whatever it is, then there's no kiddush. That I think is the position that we identified before on this daf. The other Rashbam, the Ran. Okay, again, the Ran stated it most clearly. The Ran said, we see from the story with Rabban and his nephew Abaye, we see from that story that if there aren't, you're not going to make kiddush, you're going to bed. The lights blew out, whatever happened in that story, right? The candles blew out, there's no light, they're going to bed, they're going to go to bed without eating, there's no chiv and kiddush. So again, let's set up the chakir again. What is the din of kiddush makom suda? Is it a din that, you know what, if I'm having a suda, then I have to make kiddush in the place where I'm having the suda. I can't make the kiddush in place A, in house A, and have a suda in house B. But let's say I'm not having a suda at all. What's the din? So according to Rashi and the Rashbam and the Ran and those Rishonim, there is no chiyuv of kiddush. There is no kiddush without the suda. Whereas I read you before, the Meiri says no. The Meiri says, ain't kiddush all about the suda means you can't make the kiddush in one place, have a suda in another place. If you're not having a suda altogether, then a body has kiddush by itself. Now that being the case, I'm suggesting that Rashi and the Rashbam and the Ran feel the ikker makor for Kiddush Mokum Suda is this second statement, Svara Inami, that the ikka Kiddush Alayayim, Zachor Alayayim, Mistama Alayayim, Shemishah Suda, with the whole kviyas of Kiddush Alayayim is a kviyas of Kiddush Alayayim, Shemishah, that's part of the Suda. If you're not having that, then there's no Kiddush. Masha Enokain, if you hold like the first Russia, that it's learned from the Karasal Shabbos Oneg, then you could say, you know, the Karasal Shabbos Oneg, so that's, you know, the Mokom, where you're having your Oneg, that's where you should have Kiddush, but it's not really a din in the Suga. It's you're juxtaposing it, so to speak. It may Kiddush in the place, Kriya, your Karasal, should take place in the location where you're having your Suga. But if you're not having a Suga, okay, you don't make Kiddush anyways. Right, it's just the Karasal Shabbos Oneg, it's like a smachta, it's some kind of linkage, but it's not part and parcel of the same thing. The truth is, this Chakira, and he doesn't spell it out exactly in this way, but this Chakira appears in a tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, in the Igros Moshe, Orachayim Chelet Galad, Sinan Samach Gimel, has a whole long tshuva, Orachayim Chelet Galad, Sinan Samach Gimel, has a lengthy tshuva on the topic, Kiddush Mokum Suda, many, many pages, and Anaf Gimel, you know, section 3, he says, he declares this distinction between the two positions in the Rashbam, okay, not applying it to what I applied it to, but I, you know, he does discuss it. He says, really, his chakira is Kiddush Makom Suda a din in Kiddush or a din in Suda? Right, but it's really the same chakira. That's the way he puts it. And you were asking before, is it two different mitzvahs, right? He presents it that way, okay? He says, "L'tama sheni shapirish Rashbam the svari v'dik b'kiddush alayayin mistama alayayin shemishas suduk b'duchasiv loy tala klal b'shnei adrochem the tzorach l'kaddus alayayin da'afu derech ha'echar hu din b'kiddush shenik b'alayayin d'chasiv listos hu alayayin shemishas suduk l'fi tam zeh da'svar l'chor v'adai din b'kiddush lo din b'suduk." Okay, so he says there are two different lashonos in the Rashbam. Okay, the one is that it's more din in the Suda, one is more din in the Kiddush. Remember, Moshe spells this Chakir out, and I'm applying it, I'm suggesting to apply it to this question, this Machokas, the Chol Rishon, the Rashi, and the Rashbam, and the Rana on one side, and the other side, of whether you make Kiddush when there's no Suda altogether. That's where Moshe has that Chakira. We also find the same Chakira of what the Makor for Kiddush Makom Suda is, that touches on a different issue as well, that I have to go through quickly. And there's a big discussion. I'm not going to read everything inside now to the lack of time, but Tosus says, and that's good, they've raised the question before, Tosus, there in Pesachim, on Kuf Alpha and Aleph, Te'imu, when Rabbi told the Talmidim, Abaye, the other Talmidim, to eat something. Eat what? He says, Te'imu midi, nearer the hand of Timat Lechem. Tosus, you got to have a drink. You got to wash. Not to have a cracker or a piece of kugel. You have to wash. Kedarmina paragon, the shulis, and so on and so forth. You need the only by shal shudis, you have a kula, you don't have to wash. Even then you're supposed to wash. But even shal shudis have certain kulas. Avalo besudis arvis a shakras and ikr kvod shabbos. But not shakras marv, the evening suda, the daytime suda, you have to wash. So says Tosus, the whole school, kiddush b'mokom suda, what kind of suda do you need? A suda with pas. A suda is a suda. Kiddush b'mokom suda is a suda. Right, that's what Tosus says. The tour, and Simon Reish Ein Gimel, is not necessarily so sure. Okay? And this is a practical question. The tour, and the Beis Yosef, they discussed, I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of us, discuss this question. What about if you want to eat mine targima, fruits and other things? It can be yotza, koponim. Is it possible to be yotza with those items? So, right? Well, okay, that's a different issue in terms of the meal. But the Rekita Eger and others, you know, on the Sugya, discussed this matter. And the reference, Rekita Eger references, for example, a Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus. Daf Lamed Vav on the base of pages of the Rif. Lamed Vav on the base of pages of the Rif. And the Dibra Masko is Birchas Hamazon. So he says as follows, in the middle. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, "Omrim Rabbanei Tzarfat Zal, Afal Pishachayev Adam Lechol Gimel Sudas B'Shabbes, Sudas Shlishis Iboyachol Pasi Iboyachol Peri." You have to have three meals on Shabbos, but Shalosh Sudas, if you want to eat bread, good. If you want to eat fruits, is also good. The Niftar Bachilas Haperes and Yotzer Bachilas Haperes. Raya Dover, what's a Raya? Shari Gabi Sukkah, Amrina Chayel, Odom Lechel, Yudal Tzudas Pesukkah. Okay, the Gemara says in Sukkah, according to one sheet, you have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah, because 7 days of Sukkah is 2 meals a day. All right? It's in there up to 14, so you have to 15, because Shabbos you have to have 3 meals. Right? There's always going to be at least one Shabbos, not at least, there's 7 days, going to be one Shabbos in Sukkah, yeah? So that's the answer is, okay, Mishal Shudas doesn't have to have bread. That's why it still ends up to 14. So the Rabbi Kivay and others quote this Rabbi Yona to show no, that's only a kula by Shalosh Shudas. Only by Shalosh Shudas can you get away without pas. But other times, Kiddush requires pas. Kiddush requires pas. That's what the Vilna Gaon says, and the Maaser Rav, this is David just alluded to before. The Maaser Rav in the Siman Kufchav Aleph and Kufchav Beis, depending on which edition of the Maaser Rav, here I have in Kufchav Aleph, Lizar Ma'od Bein Kiddush and Mekadosh Rachan Odom, after Kiddush Hayom, Eino Mekadosh Elamokum Suda Gemura, even the daytime Kiddush. This is a problem with all of us who have Kiddush and Shul, with Kugel and Tzom and old bread. According to Vilna Gaon, forgive me, he says, you have to have Kiddush, even the daytime Kiddush has to be Mokum Suda Gemura, real Suda with Pas. Below Mine Tagimo Yayin, not just with wine and other things. Okay, some people are not like that. Huh? He says not Yayin. Okay, but anyway, so that's the Vilna Gaon's position, and that's what it looks like from this Rabbeinu Yona as well. However, the Mogen Avraham, if you've caught Yud Aleph over there, Mogen Avraham quotes a Shilta Giborim in Pesachim. I'll say it outside, I'm not going to say some time, it's running late. So the Giborim Pesachim, the Chachmal Aleph and Page the Riv. Who holds not so? Okay, he holds that it's that one can get away with. Maybe I'll just look at the Mogen Avraham. Okay, the Mogen Avraham says, "Bishul the Kibborim Kosov the after Peros Daya the Chol Suda Shabbos Nechshevas Keva. Suda Shabbos by itself is considered a Suda Keva, even if it's not on bread. That's his position. Okay, and therefore because the Nir Lidim Ochel Nir Targim Chamesh Saminim Yotzah and so on." Better than wine, and with the Mogen Avraham has a cooler. So Machokas Rishonim, Machokas Achonim, can you be Yotze with Mine Targima, even like other foods, at least to the Eved, Friday night and Shabbos without Pas? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Lechonah, in the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak, Lechon Inspector, in the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak, Chelek Orachayim, Simon Yud Beis. He says, he quotes the Shilta Gevorim, he says, what's the story? Okay, he says it depends on these 2 days in the Rashbam. These 2 days in the Rashbam. What is the nature of the din of Kiddush Mokum Suda? After that, Tor B'Shulchan after Kassel of Paris low, the Tor B'Shulchan said Paris no good. Taimum this really Ketama Sheni Shekassel Rashbam the Pesachim Sham. The Lachain Bo Kiddush Mokum Suda. The came of the Ikpa Kiddush Alayim Mistam Alayim Shemishas Sudik with the Choshev. When is Kiddush Makom Suda? When you're having a real Shabbos Suda. But if you hold that it's a Karas Shabbos Oneg, so Oneg can mean, some people enjoy other foods too. Oneg doesn't necessarily mean the Suda with Pas. So the Yitzchak Chanan suggests in this Tshuva that the machlokes of whether it can be yotze with mini targim and other things besides pas for the purpose of kiddush mokum suda. Again, most people it's not a problem at night, but sometimes that's a question during the day, right? Can be yotze. So according to that approach, it really depends on these 2 days in the Rashbam, and that's what like Rav Moshe clears that it didn't kiddush, it didn't suda. So with Yitzchak Chanan saying this and Rav Moshe saying that, I thought you could also extend this svara to our question of whether or not there's a chiyuv of kiddush if a person's not going to eat at all. Again, if you hold that you need a Suda Gemura Mamish, like the second day in the Rashbam, the way Moshe said that it's a din in the, Suda, the Kiddush requires Suda, like Yitzchak Chanan says, that you need a Suda Gemura, okay, so you're not going to be having a Suda at all, then there's no Kiddush. But if you hold it's just a dinner across the Shabbos, I think there's a little bit more flexibility. I just want to conclude by reading something from Rav Soloveitchik in the Shiur Mosecha Abba Morizal, Volume 2. He has an essay called The Inyan Mitzvah Kiddush. Towards the very end of that essay, he says, and he's obviously going like one side, but I just want to read it. The Kiddush Poem came, there's a long essay about that, and touch on some of the things we touched on, but his conclusion at the end is, the Kiddush Poem came to Shnei Mishon. Kiddush accomplishes two things. Aleph, who matir is achilah b'nizgeres through the Shabbos. You're not supposed to eat before Kiddush, right? So Friday night, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush for sure. During the morning, many hold also, you're not allowed to. The Rambam, the Rambam is Mako, but many hold not. But Beis says, who koveya esudas Shabbos. Kiddush is, Kiddush establishes this meal, gives it the quality of being a sudas Shabbos. After all, if it weren't Shabbos, you eat Friday night anyway. I mean, you ate supper tonight, so you eat supper tomorrow night too, even if it isn't Shabbos. So what is it that gives it the quality of sudas Shabbos, the unique status of Sudas Shabbos? That's the Kiddush, who koveya Sudas Shabbos. Eina heter chal, elen kein Sudas Shabbos nikba. But the heter reading is only if the, if that Kiddushas of Shabbos, the Sudas Shabbos has been established. In kriyazu chasera, if there's nothing to be koveya, there's no Suda being nikba, ein lo kiddush came and shein heter, like Sudas Shabbos. The whole Kiddush is only connected to Sudas Shabbos. Agam ain't Suda Shabbos without Kiddush, but there's also no Suda Shabbos without Kiddush. The Chayin is Saka Alocha. That's the Alocha. And he quotes that Rashbam. And he quotes he quotes that doesn't make the Chakir in the Rashbam, but he writes, Hamila, Bemila Macheros, Hamata Shal Kiddush Torach Locho Miyad Vascholos Suda Shabbos. Im Suda Zul Chasera, Afa Kiddush Botom Mikoro. Without the Suda, there's no Kiddush. So he's definitely, siding, so to speak, with the Rashi, with the Rashbam, with the Ran, who said the whole purpose of the Kiddush is to relate it to the Suda, and if there's no Suda, there's no Kiddush. Not like the Meiri. Again, the Rav doesn't make this distinction, between the two Lashonos and the Rashbam necessarily. But he says that that's why you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, because again, the whole purpose of the Kiddush is to be koveya from the Suda Shabbos. Okay, and he even says in part of his essay, let's say a person went ahead and ate by mistake. He ate before. He came home and was hungry, was tumbling, waiting around. The guest didn't come. Said, I already ate something. The Rav questioned, maybe he can't make Kiddush now. Okay, and I said, even though he didn't have his whole thing, the guy ate already. There's no more Kiddush to the Rav, because the whole idea of Kiddush is to start the meal, so to speak. If you already ate, you started the meal, so there's no more Kiddush. Right? Anyway, then he goes on also to say something else. The Rav held that you're not even allowed to begin the meal in any way. Okay, and the Rav Shechter quotes this in Nefesh HaRav, that the Rav didn't even like to have anything on the table when you make Kiddush. Not just the cover the challah, but there shouldn't be anything else out, because you don't have anything to begin the Shabbos Suda. But in any event, this question, I assume that most will hold that, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure Halacha L'maaseh what the din would be if a person is not going to be eating at all. Again, according to these Lishonim, if you're not eating at all, then there's no chiyuv of Kiddush. Do we pass that way to Lamaisa? So again, the truth of the matter is, if you're going to eat during the day, so even though the daytime Kiddush is the Rabbanim, but if you didn't make Kiddush at night, then the daytime Kiddush becomes a chiyuv of the Raisa. But if you tell me a person doesn't eat the whole Shabbos, I don't know, then it's conceivable, at least conceivable, that there'll be no chiyuv of Kiddush, at least according to some Lishonim. Okay.